There is no music more melancholy than fado. This folk music from Portugal specializes in longing. As fado has become more popular internationally, many singers have tinkered with the style. In Lisbon, though, you will still find traditional performers singing with guitarists in cramped bars. Jerome Sokolowski spent an evening in one and sent this report.
It's a weekday night, and the São Miguel de Alfama is hopping. There are about a half dozen tables under the low brick arches. The club is on the ground floor of a 10th century Moorish building in the Alfama, the old waterfront district where the fado was born. No one is sure how it started, but some believe the fado began when Portuguese sailors sang about their yearning for home using African slave melodies. While one of the bar's singers performs inside, the others stand out on the cobblestone alley, smoking and exchanging jokes. One laughs that they'll never be as successful as stars like Marisa, Camané, and others who've made the fado popular overseas. These singers say they earn about $40 a night. At the São Miguel, they help wait and even bus the tables when it gets busy. José Matoso is the maitre d', the MC, and one of the fadistas. He used to drive a taxi during the day and sing at night. A few years ago, his wife convinced him to dedicate himself full-time to the clubs in the Alfama and in Lisbon's other barrios. There's a lobby that helps some people, like Marisa, Camané, and others, he says. They consider traditional fadistas like us to be poorly educated and not refined enough to be presentable in other places. Much of the global success of fado has been thanks to the introduction of other instruments like the piano and mixing it with other styles. José Matoso says most of what people hear abroad is not the real thing. The real fado is not rehearsed, he says. It's spontaneous. None of this business of let's practice in the afternoon for a performance in the evening. There is a purity to the fado sung here at the São Miguel de Alfama. The performers wear dark, elegant suits or dresses. And when they sing, they stand perfectly still, with their chins held high and their hands in their pockets or by their sides. There are fancier fado restaurants than this one, with lines of tourists waiting to get in. But the crowd at the São Miguel is overwhelmingly Portuguese, especially around midnight when a customer gets up and begins to sing. Over by the cash register stands a woman who looks like she's the boss here.
My name is Fatima Moura. I'm the owner of this restaurant São Miguel de Alfama, and I do this work with a big pleasure because I like very much my country, my traditions, and of course the fado.
She shares the singer's disdain for the internationally marketed fado.
It's nice, the sound is not bad, the voice is not bad too, but there is no soul.
But the soul is very much in evidence here as the sound of fado fills this small tavern into the early hours of a Lisbon morning. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Lisbon.